The Gemara says, just like when Chodesh Av enters, we decrease our joy, likewise, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. In Adar, we increase our joy. Rav Pinkus explains, Simcha for a person should be similar to a flame on a stove that's constantly burning. On Adar, we enlarge it, and on Chodesh Av, we reduce it. But the flame of Simcha must constantly remain on. As soon as the month of Adar arrives, we have an obligation to be happy and joyous and increase Simcha. So how can a person attain true, genuine Simcha? Not superficial pretend happiness, but true inner joy. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea. The Gemara Masechet Chulin asks, Haman min haTorah minayin? Where is there a biblical allusion to Haman in the Torah? And the Gemara answers, Hamina eats. After Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, Hashem asked him, Hamina eats? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? Hamin, Hey, Mem, Nun are the same letters as Haman. So that is the reference to Haman in the Torah. At first glance, this appears just to be a simple play on words. What is the connection between Haman and Adam HaRishon? So we all know the story of Haman. Haman was a man who had everything. Chazal say he was one of the wealthiest people in the world. He was second in command to the king. Everyone gave him honor. They were literally bowing down to him. He had it all. Quite Ashrei v'Rav Banav. He had fame, fortune, power, family. He was living the dream. And yet, what did Haman say? V'chal zeh enenu shoveli. All of this is worthless to me, because he was lacking one thing. One Jew refused to bow down to him. In Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachva. So everything he had was worthless to him. So the Gemara asks, where do we find a similar idea in the Torah, where one can have everything and still not be satisfied? And the answer is, we find it by Adam HaRishon. Adam was sitting in the lap of luxury. He was in Gan Eden, physically and spiritually. Angels were serving him delicious food. He was in a five-star hotel with top-notch room service. He had everything. He lacked only one thing, access to the Eitz HaDa'as. He had dozens of delectable dishes from the smorgasbord to choose from. But he wasn't satisfied. He wanted the one item on the menu that was off-limits. Haman personified this same Midah. He had the world at his fingertips, and he still wasn't happy. When we focus on what we have and not what we lack, that's how we attain true happiness. The Mishnah Masechtas Avos asks, Ezu v'asher, who is truly considered wealthy, hasameach b'chelkoi? One who is happy with his lot. That is the key to happiness. A person attains happiness by realizing the blessings that surround him. If you're sitting around the table on Purim surrounded by your family, and you're relatively healthy, and you live in a country where you're free to learn Torah and perform mitzvahs, then you're way ahead of 99% of the world. The Medrash says, Ein adam yoytze min ha'olam v'chatzi tavasa biyodeh. When a person leaves this world, he will not have attained even half of what he wanted. Most of his desires will have gone unfulfilled. Then the Medrash adds, and this is a very well-known statement, Mishi yesh lo mana roitze mesayim. One who has 100 wants 200. You have 200, you want 400. Everyone always wants twice what they have. If you have $1 million, you want 2 million. 2 million, you want 4 million. So the question is, if yesh lo mana roitze mesayim, if we always want double what we have, so why does the Medrash say that nobody has even half of their desires? We do have half. We have mana, but we want two. We want double that amount. So why does the Medrash say that a person doesn't leave this world with even half of their desires? And the Maram Shif says something so powerful. If we have 100 million and we want 200 million, then we don't even have the 100 million either. We cannot enjoy the 100 that we have if we feel that we need 200. If we are not satisfied with what we have, then in essence, we don't have anything. And this is why we find sometimes that successful and wealthy people are so depressed and miserable. Somebody can be living the dream. He has money, he's healthy, he has nachas from his children, he has $100 million, but his neighbor is worth $200 million, and he's depressed. He has $100 million, but he thinks that his sibling got a few $1,000s more in Yerusha. And now, they're battling in court, and they're not attending each other's simchas. And their children are not talking to each other. And their fight is all over town. He wants Messiah, and he's risking everything to attain it. He's not sleeping at night over it. Says the Maram Shif, such a person has nothing. He can't even enjoy what he does have. So he doesn't have the original mana either. Besimcha are the same letters as machshava, thought. Simcha is in the mind. A person has to make a conscious decision to be happy. Joy and misery depend on your machshava. There will always be one thing we want which eludes us. But if we focus on all the blessings that we do have, we will always be happy. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.